Hoist up into the world of pop surrealism. I am deeply embarrassed to say that I finished Hoist up, or as I like to call it, Hoist Katsu! This is my first pop surrealist work of art. I am so embarrassed about the underwear situation that upon waking from my nap today, I said to myself, "No, I am more mature than this. I am not uploading this to the internet." But since my nap, I've come to realize that my silly embarrassment only makes the painting better. I recently explained why Superman's underwear is on the outside of his leotard. And as I tried to get in touch with the pop surrealist in me, strange underwear habits came to mind. As to why the shirt is in the underwear, and why it must stick out so horribly, I just imagined it happened to Clark Kent sometimes when he put his disguise on too fast. And the reason why you see a Harvard tie is because I've been somewhat writing about education improvements. And I guess I'm just trying to say that education and not a tie makes a graduate. The shoes are an artistic touch. I almost doubled them in size from what I originally had in mind, and they completely made the lower portion of the painting. If I knew they would work out so great, I would have painted the Onitsuka Tiger Mexico 66, the coolest shoes that, of course, don't come in wide. I painted the 8-pound dumbbells that I actually danced to at the gym for sentimental reasons. I love my workouts. The background color comes from the animator's palette. Right now, I think all my pop surrealist paintings will have that background. I really like that color. But that color also reminds me of Japan. It is just really warm and interesting. The signature you see here is actually called a hanko. It says warrior or samurai in Japanese. I always admired hankos in Japanese watercolors and calligraphy. They seemed so mysterious to me when I first encountered them in Japanese watercolor paintings. I've experienced no trouble from Krita, and the pen tablet has performed really well. Because I am still learning, the painting took approximately 4 sittings, which amounts to 20 hours or 4 afternoons. I found it to be a little bit too large for my first painting. It didn't get boring, but if I had to relive this moment again, I would have created 4 separate paintings instead. The glassy eyes posed no problems for me. It is just a transparent gray stroke of airbrush and 2 highlights, a huge one that creates the rounded shape, and the little one that creates the reflection of the moon. You can see that the sizes of the folds and the fabric seem unnatural. This is because it is a record of me learning how to create those folds. And for me, the key is to use the Q-tip brush preset, as it blurs and mixes colors really well. Very powerful and useful brush. The fur was the biggest surprise for me, so as long as you start with dark fur first and then go lighter and lighter, and remember to lower the opacity of your brush, it is a very easy process. The eyelashes, as I have them, would work on a normally shaped eye, but it is too much for eyes like you see here. The next painting that is calling to me is as simple as Mark Ryden's Bee. One such simple painting a day would be extremely good practice. But I also want to create celebrity caricatures. I wanted to draw caricatures ever since I was little. When it became easy with Kai's Power Go, where I could use the good portraits as reference, I searched for a greater challenge. I used to go to Barnes & Noble to spend my Fridays searching for interesting art and programming books. When I came across Mark Ryden's art, I knew that those faces is what I wanted to learn to paint. So my next big step is practicing pop surrealism on celebrity portraits, as in recognizable faces. I should add that I am also able to model my paintings in Blender first, where I could work on pop surrealist sculptures and jewelry. Even though I only have one painting, it is the first painting that will appear in my art book, and that is a huge step for me. I encourage all to practice Krita and take to pop surrealism. We are all natural born artists. All it takes is some nice music and easy tutorials.